Welcome to the podcast, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join me for interviews with others who tell us their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by the same name, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hi, welcome back. Now, last week I talked about my oldest daughter, the college student who finished her second year, and how that went. And a few days later, I thought, you know, I make it sound all so good. And then I thought, maybe I should tell you about the bad and the ugly, too, about it. You know, it's not all great. I'm not always giving great advice, like I talked about in the last time that I did give a piece of advice, and that's probably it, just one. So, but I don't want to make it sound like, you know, oh, it's all so great, because it's not, and it's been tough. I have to tell you that my emotions have been all over, and I've wanted to record about this before, but I wasn't even sure I could. I'm like, am I going to be a sobbing mess talking about it? Like, I just don't want to be, you know, where you can't even understand me because I'm just blubbering like crazy. But it has been emotional with my youngest graduating high school and having a lot of her last things that she's doing, and I feel like I could cry at the drop of a hat sometimes, like all the time, and even at things that have nothing to do with her, it just these, you know, I read an article about something sad and it makes me want to cry, and so I just feel like it's a very emotional time, but I wanted to talk about the emotions in relation to the college student that I have. So this year, it was tougher. My husband goes down more often and is in her area more often than I am. I have a corporate job, so I'm, you know, only get so much time off and try to use my time off wisely. But being that he has his own business, he has a lot more flexibility. So this year, I've noticed that she seems closer to her dad, which in some ways, of course, I think, oh, that's so great. That's wonderful. But it's really like the pendulum is swung in the opposite direction. Like there were things I would go a few days without talking to her. I'm like, oh, I haven't heard from Jenna. Have you heard from her? And he's like, oh, yeah, we talk like every day. I'm like, what? You know, what? Like I was kind of pissed because what do you mean you talk to her every day? I don't talk to her every day. Why are you talking to her every day? And I'm glad they're close. And I'm glad she can talk to someone. And I always feel like, you know, it doesn't have to be me. But then I was kind of ticked that it wasn't me. And he just seems to know more about what's going on in her life. And, you know, he was like, oh, well, did she tell you about this or that or the other thing? And like, no, no, no. So that was hard to process. And again, he has a job where, you know, owns his own business, so he can talk during the day more than I can. You know, sometimes she would call me at work, but it'd be like, okay, I got like 30 seconds and then I have a meeting to go to. And, you know, I talked to her for a few minutes, so, but he's more available. So then he just seemed to know more, and that kind of stung and hurt a little bit, and he just knew more, and yeah, as you can tell, I was hurt, but maybe I still am a little bit. But for example, she met these people, and she's gonna have this job babysitting. She calls it nannying. I'm like, well, it was called babysitting in my day, but she's going to help them few evenings, afternoons, whatever, watch the kids before they get, when the kids are out of school till the parents get home. And my husband told me about it. And so then I was talking to her And I said, so tell me, how is this going to go? What about this new job? And she's like, oh, how many times have I told you? I'm like, really? None times. You've told me none. And so, you know, she had talked to her dad about it apparently numerous times before I knew anything. And he's the one who told me about it. So that part has been a little difficult. But in the end, I'm just glad she feels comfortable talking to somebody. Like I always say, her aunts, she can talk to them. My sister, my husband's sisters, whatever. I'm okay with her at least having someone to talk to. But yeah, it did hurt a little bit about that. So that it's not just me. But oftentimes in relationships, that just happens. Like sometimes, you know, it's happened with my sisters where one I'll talk to more than the other. And it's just different seasons and different times for different things and different people you're closer to at different times. And so I'm trying to recognize that and be okay with it. And it is her dad and it's okay. We're married and we get along and all that. So I am happy for him too that they have this closeness. But yeah, maybe still a little bit jealous, but you know, I'll be okay. And again, just glad she has somebody she feels she can talk to. And now another thing was that about a week after she got home from college and she'd been here, and then she said she wished she had stayed at school for the summer. And that stung even more. Just that she didn't feel very welcome here, and it's just so different, and trying to adjust. And I think that also some of her friends had stayed at school and got jobs there or internships or whatever. And some people here at home, some of her friends from high school are not coming back. So there's a little less to do this year than there was last year. So that's been hard for her. And she feels like it's an injustice that she has to, we moved her into the other, a smaller bedroom, and let her sister have the bigger room. And she brings that up all the time. Like, oh, I'm just a guest in this house. And my point is, your sister is having the bigger room for a year. It's not, why can't she have the biggest room for once in her life? The older daughter has had the bigger room her whole life. So it's just one time. And we moved her furniture to she wanted to live off campus, so we moved it there into her apartment instead of buying a bunch of new stuff, using what she had since she's there at least, 9-10 months out of the year. And just figured she could use the guest bed here. We'd make it her bedroom, but she still feels like a guest. So that's tough and hurts when she says that she feels like a guest in her own house. Most of the time, well, I guess the first week was rough. And then now I'm kind of over it. Like, suck it up. This is the worst thing that happens this summer. It's not that bad, you know. You have a room. You have a place to stay. I get that it sucks, but you know, she's not here that often. And I do, of course, want her to feel welcome here. And so it's just a mixed bag of emotions over that, too. So sometimes I feel guilty about it. But then I'm like, no, I shouldn't have to. Her sister really just needed a change of scenery as far as her room goes and wanted to try the bigger room. We don't even know if we're staying here. Are we going to sell? We don't even know. So, you know, who knows now? She might not even come home next year. I expect that at some point that she will stay down by her college for the whole summer, too. So, yeah, it's just an adjustment. I guess I feel like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't sometimes. So I don't know what was the right answer. Did we do the right thing? I have no idea. Is it you know, a good thing for her is a good thing for her sister. I don't even know what would have been the right answer to do. But do we leave it, you know, empty except for some posters on the wall because her furniture's gone? Is that really her room then? Would it have still felt like her room, you know? So, I don't know. I guess we're still trying to figure that out. And I have talked to other people when their kids went to college and moved out off of campus. Then they have converted their rooms to like a guest room or whatever. Like there's always a place to stay. You always have a place to stay here, but you know, it may not be your regular, your room type of thing. So that makes me feel better that I do know others that have done the same. And as far as I know, they don't get blamed for making their child feel like a guest, but they're also not as far away. So maybe that has something to do with it. They actually just come home for a few days. So again, who knows if we did the right thing. And I'm not sure we'll ever know sometimes. So, but live and learn and try to figure it out and make the best of things. But it's hard. Let me tell you, as a parent, it's hard. And the next thing is the fighting between the siblings. Like, really, we're still doing that? We're still having the same fights? Yesterday, one was on the couch. The other one wanted to sit on the couch, too. Well, you get this half. I have half. Don't come over my half. I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are 18 and 20. What in the world are you fighting over the stupid couch for? And who has, you know, 1.5 cushions? So you make sure you each have 1.5 cushions. We're going to put tape down the middle, too, to make sure nobody crosses over. Like, get over it. Move on. And it's been some petty bickering and it's just gets old. That's for sure. And, you know, I just would love for them someday to just get along. I hope they do at some point. But sometimes I feel like, okay, maybe it's just never going to happen. And then there are times where they talk nicely and have on a conversation. And I swear to God, they get along best when they're picking on me about something or making fun of me about something. So, which I'm like, whatever, if that's what works, then go for it. So, but that's always interesting to see the dynamics. But then again, I see it sometimes too when I'm around my siblings and we kind of revert back to picking on each other about silly things from the past or from when we were younger. So maybe it's just par for the course. Again, I have no idea. I wish these kids would come with a manual, that's for sure. Yeah, so that has been what's been going on around here. So it hasn't been all good, and I'm giving all the good advice, and they're having a great, positive, you know, Disney type of life around here. It's, you know, where everybody's happy all the time, and it's a small world, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it's crazy. It's hectic. Sometimes there's yelling. Sometimes there's fighting. Sometimes there's disagreements. But there are times when there's getting along and we have a good time and we have a good family time. And, you know, there's always the emotions too with it as the parent, as the mom, and everybody's growing up. Things are changing. It's just part of life. And overall, is it a huge deal? No, we're doing fine. We'll be okay. We'll figure it out and it'll work itself out. So for the most part, things are okay. But yeah, there are rough moments. And I think that's common for everybody and every family. So I didn't want you to think that I was just trying to gloss it over and make it all perfy-durfy, because it's not necessarily. And, you know, that's okay too. We're definitely not perfect, but we still have a good life overall, and, you know, we'll figure it out as we go along. So, yeah, that's that part of this episode, and I want to make sure to touch base on that. And I also want to talk about my 50 new things. I think I did 1 through 10, and I did 11 through 20. So this week will be 21 through 30. So when I turned 50, I did 50 new things over the course of the year. And number 21 was teach a meditation class. I loved it because I learned it. That was one of mine last week that I talked about. One of my new things was learning how to meditate, which was a huge deal. So then I taught meditation to some people and loved it. It was so great to pass it along, and I would love to teach more of it, actually. Number 22, I tried new things at a work event. Like, we had Jamaican beef patties and chicken satay and vegan spring rolls, and I was purposely looking for the items that I had never had before because I wanted to try new things. Sometimes we get in a rut around here and tend to stick to the same places, or everybody likes the chains instead of trying some of the local stuff. And I want to try the local stuff and do new things. So I tried that. So that was really cool. Number 23, I had pedicures. Me and my husband had pedicures together. I wanted to do that and try it, and it was a lot of fun, but he did talk about it, how he recently, he was just talking about it like last week, and he's like, yeah, I would never do that again. And I said, well, but at least you tried it. Like, what if you didn't try it? Just like, because he does bring up about how, you know, he never tried Mexican food till he was 25. And he was like, oh, all those lost years, it was amazing. And I just didn't know. So what if you had tried a pedicure and, you know, thought you were going to, you know, what did I miss out on my whole life? But now, you know, it's not for you. And that's okay, too. So, but it was something fun to do with him. And I enjoyed it. So I'm trying to get him out and do more interesting, fun things like that to get him out of his comfort zone as well. Number 24, I had a 2-hour massage. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. And my massage therapist mentioned she had just given a 2-hour massage. And I was like, what? Like, that can be done. So then I booked a 2-hour massage and went to it. It is a long time. So I think 90 minutes is like my, you know, if I want to have like a splurge, do 90 minutes. I'd like to stick to 60 minutes for the most part, but 90 is a nice splurge. 2 hours, like, I just kind of got tired of laying there. My back was like, I don't know, just felt like so still and stiff. I don't know why after a massage, but still, it just wasn't for me, I think. So again, it's good to find these things out. Number 25, we went on a private boat tour. So we did this on vacation, something that I thought was just so, like, such a huge splurge, and we would never do that, like, but it was reasonable. I looked into it, it was reasonable, carried up to 6 people, we had 6 of us that could go, and I felt like it was so much fun to do. We would definitely do that again, and we got to see dolphins, we looked for shark teeth and shells, and just had a great time, so I'm so glad that we did that. That was super fun. Definitely recommend that. Number 26, I went to a symphony. First time I had done that, and it was a special thing that our local symphony put on that was a fundraiser for the Ukraine, and they had Ukrainian dancers and singers and like, it was like a bunch of different things, and symphony, and a conductor from the Ukraine who lives and teaches here in the U.S., and so that was really cool to go to, and I just loved the story behind it all, and that it was for a fundraiser, and it was just a lot of good. But it was great music, too. I was like, wow, these people have come a long way from elementary school. You know, I'm thinking of the kind of concerts that I attended when my kids did those kind of instruments, the strings. So it was very amazing. Beautiful. Definitely would do that again. Number 27, I went to a musical with my husband. He always said he would never go. He doesn't want to go. And I'm fine going without him. I usually go with friends or family or whoever. And then I wanted to go see Cats that came into town, and I just wanted to see it. Didn't have anyone to go with, and he surprised me by getting himself a ticket, too. So that was a lot of fun. He said he'd probably never do that again, but he was a champ and acted like he enjoyed it and, you know, paid attention and all that. So it was very good. Number 28, I went to an opera. That was very interesting. And it's so quiet and still and just the music. Like, I actually did kind of doze off a little bit, but I mean, I didn't snore or anything. But it was just so, I don't know, peaceful music. And it was very nice. It was lovely. I would do it again if it was like something that I could easily follow. This was like based on Cinderella, so I could follow along with it as well. So I did like that part of it. 29, reflexology. I did that, I think, at the massage therapist. And I didn't really notice anything different about it. Like, they do pressure points on your feet and, like, I don't know, something here is supposed to affect something else. And I didn't really feel anything from it, but it was interesting to try it anyways. And I can say that I did it. Number 30 was to try new restaurants. Kind of like at the beginning when I talked about I just want to try different foods. Same kind of thing. Get out of our rut. Try different restaurants. I hear about all these local good ones and new ones and even old ones that I've never been to. So I did make a point to go to new restaurants, and we still are. My husband and I were talking about a few just yesterday that we'd like to try. So, which with our empty nest coming up should be a lot easier to do this fall, try new things. So thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad that you did. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to DM me at Next Chapter Empty Nest on Facebook or at Instagram. And what else? Oh, if you want to leave a review, that would be lovely. That helps out a lot to have a review and tell me what you think. And either that or a DM, tell me, like, how are your emotions at this time, and what part of the empty nest are you at, and how are you feeling? I'd love to hear and connect, so please reach out, and until next time, I'll be putting out another episode next week, and then I think I'm going to start a summer series again, and have, like, a kind of abbreviated episodes because we're all busy and people are on vacation and all that, and give updates on how the transition to an empty nest is going. So until then, thanks for joining me. Bye.